Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Well, it's great to be together this morning. Now, how many of you love Jesus? Amen. Are you sure?
Yes.
Great. Well, this morning we're going to look at who God is, okay? But we're going to look at a particular aspect of who he is that flows out of the bigger picture of who God is. So for the next few minutes, what I need you to help me with is just to write on the board here on this thing, who God is. Okay, just some of the ways that the Bible describes who God is. So does anybody want to start and shout out? Let's just put, so God is. Okay, so who shouted out faithful? Somebody at the back there. God is faithful, okay? How many of you agree with that?
Yes.
He is faithful because he never changes, okay? Who else? God is who else? What else?
Awesome.
Holy, okay? God is holy. Why is he holy? There's other words connected. God is holy because there is no
sin in him.
Or darkness in him. Okay, so he is holy. There's no sin, no darkness. That's his nature. Another, who else? God is love. Let's just put it like that, because that was quite a loud one. God is love. So he is love. That's his nature. He doesn't just love, does he? But he is love. Okay. Is God's love emotional? Where does God's love come from? What's the Greek word for love? Does anybody know?
Agape.
Okay, agape. Does anybody know what that means? It means love, yes. Very good, very good. This is good this morning, isn't it? It's like working with children and animals and everything this morning. So God's love is agape. Now, agape is love that is from the will. Okay, so no matter how we act or respond or behave, God's love towards us never changes, because his love is unfailing. The Bible doesn't describe his love as unconditional. It describes his love as unfailing. Now, how we live determines how much we live in his love, but his love towards us is unfailing. He'll never, ever let us down. Okay, because it's going to be important, this one, because what we're going to look at this morning flows from his love. So what else is God? God is merciful. Okay, God is merciful. How has he been merciful to you? How many of you know you've been forgiven?
Yes.
How many of you, before you gave your life to Jesus, thought that some of the stuff you'd done could not be forgiven? You just thought, how on earth could God forgive me, right? But how many of you know that he's forgiven you? And the past is the past, and that's all gone, right? Because he is merciful. He doesn't treat us as we deserve, does he? He treats us according to his nature, okay? So, which mercy is really the first way you encounter God's love, isn't it? Anything else? God is gracious. Okay, God is gracious. What does it say in the Bible about him being gracious? He lavishes his grace. What is his grace? What does his grace do in our lives? Enable. Who said enable? Brilliant. God's grace enables us, empowers us to live in the good of who he is and everything he's done in our lives. Okay? Is that right?
Yeah.
It is right. Anyway, yeah, gracious. So he is constantly gracious because he knows that we need his enabling to be able to live in everything of who he is. Okay? What else is God? God is patient. How many of you know God is patient with you?
Yes.
How many of you know you could do with a little bit more of that in your own life?
Yes.
Well, you have it on the inside, don't you? Because if we have him, then we can be patient, okay? God is amazingly patient with us. God is, anything else?
Faithful.
Faithful, we got that one up there.
Joy.
Anything else?
Joy.
He's everlasting. Something like this anyway. Everlasting. Somebody else said something. God is
righteous.
Anything else?
Good.
God is good.
Joyful.
God is joyful. Anything else? God is? God is truth. He is not just a truth, is he? But he is the truth. Okay, let's just put that in a box. Although God's not in a box, but God is the truth. There is no other way, is there? To know, right. Anything else?
Almighty.
He is almighty. Wow. He's not just mighty, is he? But he's almighty. What does that mean then? If God is almighty in your life, what does that mean? Okay, so God is almighty. So what does that mean? Somebody said it down here. If God is almighty, then all things are? Okay. So all things are possible, therefore nothing is impossible. What does that mean then? If he is almighty, is there anything that is more mighty than him? Why? Because he is almighty, okay? So therefore, things going on in our lives, when we submit our life to the one who is almighty, then stuff has to change. It must change. Is that right? There's a few people awake this morning. Come on. Okay, anything else? God is what? God is? Is what? Is peace. Prince of peace, yeah. Prince of peace. Okay? The world needs a bit of that, eh? And we have the Prince of peace in our lives, okay? What, anything else?
Merciful.
We've had merciful, yeah? Merciful?
Healer.
God is the healer, okay? He is the healer, therefore he is healing. Okay, we're going to kind of look at this morning. Anything else? God is creator. He's the creator, isn't he? Let's put the in front of it. Okay, anything else? God is father. God is spirit. God is powerful. God is Savior. God is forgiving. We're getting going now. You can't read my writing, but it's going up there. God is forgiving. God is what?
Compassionate.
God is victorious. Come on, you're warming up now. God is wonderful. Anything else? God is, nobody said this one yet. God is light. Anything else?
Redeemer.
What's that?
Redeemer.
King of kings.
Redeemer.
All right, all right. I haven't written Redeemer yet.
Yeah, you
have. Have I? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Constant.
Deliverer.
Provider.
Is it E-R or O-R? Provider. That'll do. Anyway, yeah.
Shepherd.
Good shepherd. Wow.
Never changing.
Never changes.
King of kings.
Anyway, you can read that. Never, well, sort of. It's a bit of Chinese in there. That's just the beginning of who he is, right? So he is faithful. He is holy. He's the good shepherd. He is love. He's merciful, gracious, patient, everlasting. He never changes. He's the deliverer, the healer, the Prince of Peace, the Almighty One. He is the truth, joyful, good, righteous. I mean, come on. This is just the beginning of who he is. And if you know him, you have all of who he is on the inside of you this morning. So every attribute, every nature of who he is and every aspect of his character This is who you have on the inside of you. So this is the one we worship. This is the one we're in relationship with. So this is the one, when we worship, we're worshiping the one who is merciful. He is our Redeemer. He is gracious, lavishing us with his grace. When we read the word, this is who we're reading about. This is who's coming off the pages as the Holy Spirit speaks into our lives, right? Anybody? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So now what we're going to do, there's a few scriptures that we're going to have a look at that are going to come up on the screen. Lord. Somebody said Lord of Lords, but didn't get that up there. Lord of Lords and Lord of our lives, right? Okay. So he's Lord, right? He's number one. So we're going to have a look at a few scriptures because we're going to draw. It's just going to get in the way, isn't it? Let's just take this back here. You'll see this under the screen still. Is that all right? Can you see the screen? Can you still see the words? Well, kind of anyway. But we need to see the scriptures that are going to come up as well. Oh, you can't see those. But anyway, you'll see the scriptures. We'll bring the screen back in a minute. Okay, so John 1, verse 4. Let's have that up on the screen. What is John 1, verse 4? Let's say that together. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Okay, so he is light because he is life, and his life is our life. Okay, 1 John 1, verse 5. Let's have a look and see what that says. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Okay? So he's our life. And in his life are all the things that we've just written on the board there. Now, he wants us to receive of his life this morning, okay? And because he is light, there's no darkness. When his light shines in our life, everything that is not of him is shown for what it is. But it's how we respond to him that then determines how much of what is not light then gets dispelled from our lives, okay? So his light is on our lives, and then how we respond to how we believe what he says then determines how much of his light then floods into every part of our lives. So we sang that this morning, flooded by your light. So we are flooded by his light, but then we want to agree with the word and with his truth that then enables us to live free from stuff that is not part of his light. Is that okay? So let's have a look at the next verse then, Exodus 15, 26. Let's have a look. What does it say here? For I am the Lord who heals you. Now, the word heal there means to be made whole, okay? So it is in the context of his salvation that we're made whole, spirit, soul, and body, okay? But also, he heals us physically, emotionally, mentally. Anybody believe that this morning? Okay, next scripture, Psalm 103. It says, let's read this together. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of my sins and heals all of my... How many of you know that? But God wants us to experience that in our lives. So God wants us to live with him in an experiential relationship. So he wants us to not just know something in our minds or our heads about, well, we know that's the truth, but God wants us to live, he wants us to live in the experience of that, the reality of that truth in our lives. So why does he, one of the reasons we have the word is to show us who he is, but then it's so that we then take hold of the word, take hold of who he is and speak that and apply that in our lives, okay? So he heals all our diseases. Everybody say all.
All.
All. Not just the easy ones, but all our diseases, okay? Anything, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, whatever it is. Let's have a look at Psalm 147, verse 3. What does it say here? Let's read this together. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now, the word binds there means to stop. It means to stop the flow of or to actually stop. So he says, He heals the brokenhearted and stops up all the wounds, all the sorrow and the pain. So this verse relates more to the emotional side or who we are rather than necessarily a physical pain. But he heals the brokenhearted and stops all the sorrow and the pain. I believe God's going to stop some sorrow and pain this morning in people's lives in here. There's some of you like, well, I don't need physical healing, but there's some stuff that's been going on and God wants to stop that this morning. Anybody else want to agree with me? All right, today. Brilliant. Let's have a look at Proverbs chapter 4, 3 verses in there. Because this is important that we understand this. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight, but keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. That is a life-changing 3 verses right there, okay? Pay attention to, this is God speaking to us, pay attention to what I say, listen closely to my words. There's a lot of words out there, okay? But he says, listen closely to my words. Don't let them out of your sight, but keep them within your heart. So verse 21, he's not necessarily talking about natural sight. He's talking about don't let them out of sight in your heart. Don't let other things crowd them out or take first place in your heart. Don't let your heart see other things before they see what he says about who we are and what he says about himself. Let's not let his word out of our sight. Keep them within our hearts. What does it then say happens? For his word is life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. How many of you speak health over your life every day? We need a few more people to be doing that in the church here. Every day, every morning, right? What we want to be doing, we want to be speaking the truth over our lives and into our lives. So mentally, physically, emotionally, all of that kind of stuff, we want to be speaking these kind of scriptures. I am the Lord who heals you. I am your health. I'm your well-being, all that kind of stuff. And I personally speak that over my life every day because I want to stay healthy. And I don't want sickness to have any opportunity to try and get in any way. So when you speak the word over your life, what are you doing? It's like you're putting a fortress around your life for everything that the enemy wants to throw at you to resist it so that it can't have an effect on you. Is that okay? So what does it say the word does? It's health to a person's whole body, mind, emotions, will, body, spirit. So when we're speaking the word, we're speaking life, we're speaking light. Because his word is light into our lives. So when we're speaking light, anything of darkness has to pay attention because we're speaking the truth into our lives. And everything that's not the truth, when we're speaking specifically things that God says about us and what he wants to do in us, those things have to move. They have to shift. They cannot stay. Because when you speak God's word, if he's the Almighty One, what's going to happen? The power of his word, because there's power in his name, there's power in his word, gets released into our lives, right? So stuff has to shift, okay? Let's have a look. We'll come to this next one in a minute. We'll just leave that up there for a sec. So you ready for some to receive this morning? You ready to speak some things over your life and receive from him today? So that aches and pains go. So that certain diagnosis that has been spoken over you goes. Certain things that might be inflamed in your body at this moment. When I was praying earlier on, one or two words that I had were that somebody had like an inflamed kind of kidney. There was something going on in one of your kidneys and there was like an inflammation in there. And when you speak health and healing over your body this morning, that inflammation and what's causing that is going to have to go. And there's been some aches and pains there. And you're going to find that's going to be released this morning as you take hold of the word this morning and speak it over your life. How many of you know you are not a ping pong ball? in the enemy's hand, you know, with a ping pong bat. We're not that. We're, believers are not kind of ping pong in hand of the enemy where he's just, well, I'm going to bat you around. No, we're not ping pong balls. You know, we're sledgehammers. Just turn to somebody around your table and say, you're a sledgehammer. So we're gonna be speaking some things this morning. God's gonna do some things in our lives today. So, firstly, though, what do we need to do when we speak the word? The first thing we need to do is we need to surrender ourselves to the word. So we need to surrender our minds, our thinking, our understanding. We have to surrender everything else, emotion, you know, everything. Because sometimes we say, "Well, I don't feel like something's going to happen," or "I don't think something's going to happen." Well, when we're in that kind of place, where do we start? We firstly start to say, Father, I want to surrender all my thinking to your word. I want to surrender all the emotions that I have, feelings and this, that and the other. I surrender all those to you, to your word and to your spirit. The symptoms in my body, I want to surrender those to you right now because you are Lord. Whatever. So in the prayer meeting beforehand earlier on, one of the things that came through in different groups that were praying was that God wanted to set people free from shame this morning, whatever that might relate to in particular situations. And so whatever's been going on, we surrender ourselves to the Lord, okay? So that we're not trying to fight it or deal with it ourselves, but we surrender whatever is going on in our lives, body, mind, emotions, will, whatever. We surrender that to the Lord and because we want to surrender to the word so that he can then speak to us so that faith is released. So what are we doing? That last word we put up there, we're surrendering to his lordship in our lives, his rule and reign in our lives. What is it? What does the Bible say? That when we submit ourselves to God, we resist and he flees. So when we submit ourselves, we then come against any negativity, sickness, whatever's going on, and that stuff has to move. Does anybody believe that this morning? I believe God wants us to be much more active in taking hold of his nature and his character and speaking that in our life and applying that in our lives, okay? How many of you know that faith, we know faith comes from hearing, right, and hearing from the word. Why does God do that? Because when he speaks to us in our lives, he doesn't just want to speak something to activate a bit of faith for a situation. Primarily, when God speaks to us through his word, it's because he wants to reveal who he is. Because when he reveals who he is, we then see him in a different light in the situation, and we see the situations in a different light in relation to him. We know that the enemy loves to magnify the small to make it look big. And he tries to reduce the bigness of God to look small. How does he do that? He tries to reduce the bigness of God to something small in our lives by appealing to where we are not, where we think we should be. So he tries to bring God down to our level, but he says, look at yourself. And that's when you get your eyes off the bigness of God and onto yourself and not necessarily believing the word or letting him reveal who he is. Because the enemy constantly wants to say, look how you feel, look at the circumstances, look at the past and all that kind of stuff. Instead of, you know, looking at who he is. So God always wants to reveal who he is so that when we see him, the situations look very, very different. Because our faith is not in just a word from the Bible. Our faith is in a person. It's in the nature and the character of God. So God wants to reveal more of who he is in our lives in this way. He wants to reveal more of his faithfulness, more of his mercy, more of his grace, more of his lordship, more of his power, more of his forgiveness. Whatever aspect of his nature, he wants to reveal more and more of that. So in one sense, this came out of faith camp. A lot of that came through the week was just a greater sense of awe and reverence for who he is. Because as we met with him and as he was speaking through the week, there was an awe and a reverence who he is. When there's an awe of God and a reverence of God in our lives, we're more aware of who he is more moment by moment. because we're more aware of who he is in our lives, and therefore there's like an awe or a reverence of who he is. Therefore, it's much easier to surrender to who he is when there's an awe and a reverence there. And it puts a perspective in our lives. So when it comes to healing and stuff this morning, also what God wants to do in us is I don't quite know how to describe this. It's like I don't know if this is a word. Or let's put it this way. We need to be adamant on the inside. Is adamancy a word? Okay, well, it's a new word for you, okay? God wants us to have an adamancy. He wants us to be adamant that when stuff begins to surface that's not him, or it's not from him, he wants us to be quick to go, I'm not having that. I refuse that. That's not who I am. That's not God's best. That's not his purpose. He wants us to be really quick. So, you know, when somebody's not feeling too good, they say, oh, I think I've got a headache coming on. Or I think I've got a cold cup. Or I've got this. Oh, I'm beginning. You know, it's like, well, you don't have to have that now. You got a choice at that moment to say, you know, you might feel a bit like aches and pains. I'm not having that. I refuse to go any further than that. So get out of my body. I'm not having that. I'm healthy. I'm fit or whatever. I'm not going there. Does anybody else do that? Or am I the only person that does that? Okay. In our home, we're like that. You know, sometimes, I don't want to embarrass Megan, but, you know, sometimes she's like, Dad, pray with me because I've got a bit of a headache. Right. So it's like, in the name of Jesus, we're not having that. It's not going to get any worse. That we don't have headaches in our house. We don't have this in our house. We don't have this in our home. So it's something on the inside. But where does it come from? It comes from knowing. Like knowing, not just knowledge of him, but a knowing of him. I'm not going to settle for anything in my life that's not what God wants. Anybody else in the room believe that? Yeah. Let's jump to our feet, shall we? Okay. And God's going to do a lot in the next few minutes, right? Let's have a look at Matthew 4, 23 and 24. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom. Then what does it say? And healing every disease and sickness among the people. That's pretty good, eh? What did he do? He healed all those that were ill with various diseases, with pain, demon-possessed, those having seizures, the paralyzed, and he healed them. Oh, don't you love that? That's what happens when God is around. Now, how many of you know that God is around? He's here. He's in your life. Therefore, you don't have to settle for anything less. So God wants to do something in you now and me, in each one of us, as we take hold of the word in our lives and appropriate his nature and character in our lives now. Stuff is going to happen right now where you are because you're taking authority over that which you have authority to take out, to deal with. Is that all right? Then we're going to do a bit of praying for one another as well, which in Isaiah 61, if we look at that, it says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. But then what else? He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. And then Mark 16, verse 8, they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Okay, so you're ready to appropriate the word in your life. Okay, now just close your eyes a minute. How many of you know, now you've shut your eyes, you can't see anything and it's a bit dark. If you scrunch them up a bit more, it seems to get even darker. We close our eyes sometimes to concentrate, don't we? When you close your eyes, there's darkness. Now, in him, there is no darkness. Only light. And so what we're going to do now, firstly, we're just going to surrender ourselves to him. Because if we're going to take authority over things, we want to make sure we're fully surrendered to the one who delegates or gives us authority or is authority in our lives. Okay, so let's just surrender. Whatever circumstances you've got going on, whatever sickness, disease, issue that you might have in your body, in your life, whatever, just surrender yourself, first of all. Your thinking, first of all, whatever you've been speaking about what's been going on. It's very easy to speak about the symptoms. There are facts. There is the fact that there might be a symptom. That's okay. We don't want to deny things and be in denial. But what we want to do is say, how have we been speaking? Have we just been speaking about the facts and how, you know, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm not doing good, and you know, have we been just speaking that? Or have we been saying, I acknowledge there are facts, that there are symptoms, but I'm not going to live according to those symptoms. What I'm going to do is I'm going to live according to the truth of what God says about me and about this situation. So firstly, we want to surrender our thinking. And if you know you've been speaking kind of negatively, if you like, about yourself and about the situation, firstly, just say, Father, I want you to forgive me that I've spoken more about the facts and the circumstances than I have of actually taken hold of that which is going to deal with it and change it. So I surrender my thinking. I surrender my mind. Just do that wherever you are, your mind. Just surrender your mind right now. I surrender my thoughts to your word. Thank you that I have the mind of Christ. So I surrender my own thinking, any words I've been speaking that from the overflow of my heart, where there's been unbelief or doubt, or I can't see a way through, and that's what I've been speaking. Father, I surrender all of that to you right now, my thinking, my mindset. Maybe there's some fear there. Just fear is the opposite to trust. When we don't trust him, we begin to fear. And fear cripples in our lives. It stops us going forward. So any fear, just, Father, I ask you to forgive me for being fearful in any way, but I just hand over that fear. I submit all of that to you right now. I thank you that I have the mind of Christ. I thank you for the power of your word that you speak into my life. Just your heart now. Just surrender your heart to him. Because we heard up there that in that scripture that we read, from Proverbs, that if we pay attention to his word, listen closely to it, and we don't let it out of our sight, but we keep it within our hearts, this is then life to those who find them, who live in the power of those words, and it's health to their whole body. So just surrender your heart fresh to him. Motive, desires, all that stuff. Father, just surrender my heart to you. I want your word to take residence in my heart in a fresh way, so that I'm living in the good of what you say as I have your word in my heart, in my life. So the overflow of the power of your word is affecting my being, my thinking, my physical well-being, my mental well-being, my emotional stability. It's affecting my body because your word is overflowing from the inside because your word is hidden in my heart. That's why we want to be people of the word. So that when stuff comes our way, we're not blown this way and that way. We're not rocked off the rock onto sand, but we stand firm because what's in the heart begins to overflow, begins to rise up on the inside of us. So just surrender your heart to him this morning. Just your emotions. Father, I surrender my emotions to you, my will. I surrender my will. And now my body, I surrender my whole being. It belongs to you, it's yours. I surrender my body right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's just deal with some of the stuff, right? Just thank him for his lordship, first of all. Surrender to your lordship, your rule and reign. Jesus, I want you to be on the throne of my life, of what belongs to you right now. So I surrender everything. You're on the throne right now. And I thank you as you're on the throne, as your Lord, everything then flows from your lordship down through into my life. The great thing when Jesus is Lord, you don't have to battle in your own strength or effort. Because in his lordship, everything flows. In his lordship, there's his authority. So you can take authority as you submit to him, and the enemy has to go. Sickness has to flee. Circumstances have to change. Stuff has to change. Because we said he is almighty. All of this is connected. So whatever might be going on, you might have a physical thing happening. You might have some emotional instability going on. You might have some mental health issues. You might have some stuff that's been going on in terms of depression, oppression, There might be stuff that's bugging you. There might be stress that's been going on. And we're going to deal with all this stuff. We're going to take authority in our own lives. Why? Because we don't have to stand for it. We're going to stand up under it, take authority over it. And this stuff then has to shift. It has to go. Why? Because we're speaking in His name, with His authority as believers. That's the power and the authority you have standing right there today. Even if you think, well, I don't feel that mighty or feel that authoritative or whatever, you don't have to, because the power and the authority is in Him, in His word, in His name. And literally, maybe for some, you're just beginning to, for the first time, say, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to speak this and see what happens. Others of you say, yeah, I know that. I just needed to be reminded, because I've kind of let that slip, or I've let some things push me about a little bit, and I need to rise up. Thank you for reminding me, Holy Spirit, that actually who I am as a child of God, and I've forgotten a little bit. So I'm just going to stand up afresh and take authority over some stuff in my life and around me in a new way. Maybe some of you know this really well. So I'm already doing that already. Well, God's just going to add more and see a greater release if that's your situation. So, Father, we thank You right now. We've submitted and surrendered to Him. Now, whatever the situation is, mental, physical, emotional, whatever it is right now, we're going to speak to those things. And we're going to command them to go. It doesn't need a long prayer with loads of words. We don't have to tell God what's going on. He knows what's happening. What He wants us to do is just speak. And when we speak, we don't even have to say, in the name of Jesus. You know, as if that's going to, well, we just need to stand there and go, I am in Christ. Therefore, I have His authority and His power to then speak to my body, into my life. And things must change. Things have to move right now. This is a shifting morning, a changing morning. Stuff has to go today. It has to be dealt with. So you ready? Yeah. So whatever it is this morning, I want you to begin to speak to it, right? And it might be you've got a symptom. It could be this kidney thing. There could be other stuff. I speak to my kidney now, or whatever it is, and I command that symptom to go. I command that dis-ease to leave. I command that pain to go. Whatever it is, just speak to your body. Speak to your body right now. If it's a mental thing, I command that oppression to leave now. I command that depression to be lifted off right now. Or whatever it might be, just speak right now. Speak and command. Use that authority you have. You might be praying for one of your kids, one of your children at this moment. Come on, speak to those things. Don't stand for them any longer. I just command those symptoms to leave right now. Not having them any longer. They're not mine. They don't belong to me. Get out of my life. Get off of my body. I speak to my joints to be free from pain. I speak to my muscles to be healed right now. I speak to whatever it is, your pancreas, to be healed now. Joints in the neck to be healed right now. Muscle spasms in the top of the back, be healed right now. Somebody in the base of their spine, you've damaged something a number of years ago. Well, just be healed right now. You speak to your back. Command that cycle of pain to stop right now, that it cannot continue. This morning is the morning that it stops. You're going to drive with comfort. You're going to sit with comfort. You're going to be able to go for longer walks in comfort because you are healed in the name of Jesus. Hip joints being healed right now. Father, we thank You for hip joints being healed. Father, we praise Your name. We thank You, Jesus. Somebody's heart valve, you've got a heart valve issue. God's healing you. Speak to that thing. Speak to that thing. Command your heart valve to be healed. Command your heart. Maybe everybody in the room, speak to your heart and say, Father, I thank You for a healthy heart right now. I speak health over my heart and long life. That every heart valve works and functions properly. There's the right blood flow around my body right now. I speak health and wholeness. Some of you with blood issues right now, just speak healing over your body. The sugar levels to come right now. The viscosity of your blood to sit right and to be right. Let's not settle for anything less than God's best in our lives. Come on, guys, rise up. Speak to your body. Chest pains, chest infections, throat conditions. Problems with the eyes, somebody with both your eyes, you've got a condition in your eyes that's been diagnosed with a certain word. I've got no idea what the word is, but I just believe recently you've been diagnosed with some sort of eye condition. Well, speak to that thing. The power of God's word is more powerful than a diagnosis and the facts. We're taking hold of the truth. We've said he's the Almighty One, and everything surrendered to who he is as the Almighty One, things have to change. So wherever you are now, speak to whatever diagnosis that's being spoken over your eyes. And now in your heart, I do not accept that diagnosis. Instead, I take hold of the word of God, where the word says, I am the Lord who heals you. So I take hold of that word right now, and I speak to my eyes this condition, and I just speak, I am the Lord who heals you. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for that eye correction. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Right now. Thank you, Father. Wherever you are, just say, I am the Lord who heals you, or heals me. Thank you, you're the Lord who heals me right now. I take hold of that. I take hold of that mentally. I thank you. Just if you've had some oppression stuff and depression stuff, just stand there and say, Father, I thank you that I have a sound mind. That my mind is not a playground for the enemy. My mind is not a playground for the enemy. I have a sound mind. I have right thinking. I am not losing my mind. There's a few of you that have said in different ways, not like as a massive statement, oh, I'm losing my mind. But sometimes you've said, oh, I think I'm just losing my mind a bit. And God said, no, don't speak that over your life. Change that and say, no, I am not losing my mind. I refuse to say that any longer. Instead, I have a sound mind. Now, some of you have been saying, oh, my memory's going a bit. My memory's going a bit. No, we need to change that. Say, Father, I thank you. I have a sound mind. Just reverse that right now from what you've been saying. Father, forgive me for saying I've been losing my mind a bit, or my memory's going, or I can't do this, that, or the other. Father, I ask you to forgive me for speaking something that's not in line with you and your word. There's no condemnation for any of us this morning. It's the Holy Spirit just saying, hey, I want you to speak life over your life, life into your body, life into your marriage, your family, whatever the context is right now. So Joe, maybe just say, Lord, Father, I thank you that my memory is not failing. I thank you that I've not got a memory that is failing. Instead, I have a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My mind is not a playground for the enemy at all. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your victory this morning. Maybe there's some other things this morning, you know, stuff like the shame and other things. Maybe there's been some things that have happened in your life that you say, well, that wasn't my fault. But as a result, I feel shame. It's become a bit of an identity. My head drops and the enemy bombards me with stuff. I don't know how to get out of it. You might need to forgive somebody or some people this morning. If there's been some things connected with shame, often it is, and there needs to be some just forgiveness. And forgiveness sets you free. When you forgive, it sets you free. Because when we don't forgive, we hold on to things. And the person that ends up getting hurt the most is us, when we hold on to stuff because we don't let it go, we don't forgive. So this morning, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you enable people that need to forgive, that the power of whatever's been causing shame is broken as they forgive. So it might be difficult, but thank you, Holy Spirit, you enable people just to forgive. If you need to forgive, just don't just think it in your mind, but put words to it. You don't have to say it loud so people around you can hear, but just put words to it. Say, Father, I forgive that person. I forgive that person right now. Just as you forgive them, the power of what's been taking place in your life is broken right now. Father, I thank you. As we forgive, there is freedom in you. So, Father, I thank you for freedom this morning, freedom in lives, freedom in bodies, freedom in emotions, freedom in minds, freedom in every way. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now just begin to thank him for what he's doing. Just begin to thank him for what he's doing. Father, I thank you for my healing. I thank you I have a sound mind. I thank you that I have a healthy body. I thank you that I'm not an emotionally driven, led person. I'm a spirit-filled, spirit-led person. Just speak that over your life right now, because that's who you are. You're a spirit-filled person when you know God, and therefore you can then be led by the Spirit and not by your emotions or anything else in your life, because you're being led by him. God is stable, right? He is unchangeable. He never changes. God doesn't vacillate. He doesn't go up and down. He doesn't live by moods, okay? He lives by the truth of who he is. So as we surrender our emotions to him and everything, then we can live as a stable person. We can live in stability. We all have emotions that go, that change here and there. That's what emotions do. But when we're submitting them, then we're emotionally healthy in our lives, not emotionally driven. And so, Father, I just surrender to the lordship of your word. I thank you, Father. I praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know God is doing something in you this morning? Just lift your hand around the room. If you know things are happening, as you've been speaking things over your life this morning, Father, I thank you. Praise your name. You're wonderful. You're mighty. You're Lord. You're King. Just speak some of the things we wrote on the board. Just speak those over your life this morning. Thank you. You're merciful. You're gracious towards me. You're kind. You're full of love. You're the Almighty One. You're my Lord. You're my King. You're my Savior. You're my Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you that you're my holiness. You're my righteousness. Thank you. You're the everlasting One. Thank you that you never change. You are faithful. And so, Father, I take hold of who you are today. I take hold of the fullness, the magnitude of who you are, the greatness of who you are, the power of who you are, the lordship of who you are, the might of who you are. Come on, just speak out, guys, all over this room. Take a hold of who he is this morning. Look at the screen if that helps you, and just take hold of who he is, his nature, his character. That's the one that we know. That's the one that we serve. That's the one who is in our lives. That's the one who we live with. That's the one who we live according to. He is our life. He is our light. He is our salvation. He is our healing and wholeness and health. He is our abundance. He is our goodness. He is our righteousness. Father, we thank you. We praise your name that in you we lack absolutely nothing. Father, we praise your name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just take a moment. Just sit down for a sec and maybe just round your table for the next couple of minutes. Just give a bit of testimony about what God's been doing. Okay? Just 2 minutes. Give a bit of testimony. You could have been healed. God could have just given you a revelation that's released faith. And you know something's been activated and started. But whatever's been going on, just quick bit of testimony. One or two of you around the tables. If you've been healed, tell people this pain's gone, this symptom's gone, this lump's gone, or whatever it might be. Great. Okay. Anybody heard anything good? Anybody hear any stories of people being healed? Symptoms going, people getting healed? Anybody? Anybody got healed this morning? What'd you get healed of? Do you want to run up here and let us know? Come up here. Anybody else know they got healed of something this morning? Symptoms have gone. There's probably quite a few of you. Maybe you think, I'm not going to put my hand up now because he'll get me to come up on the stage. What was up? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry, do you want to quickly run up? What was up with you?
Just my knees.
Your knees. What was wrong with your knees?
It was stiff.
Stiff?
Yeah.
Are they okay now?
Yes.
Come on. So no pain or anything?
No pain.
Great. Brilliant. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Nice one. It's nice having healed knees, isn't it? Anybody else, you know, symptoms have gone? Just raise your... I won't get you to come up here. You might put your hand up now. So how many of you know you got healed this morning? Other people? Yeah. What happened with you, Steve?
I fell where the church leaders are cooking the trash. God has changed that.
Say that again. Sorry, I didn't hear that. You're something in the trash, what? Right. Yeah. Right. So just liberated you from all that kind of stuff. Brilliant. Great. Nice one. Okay, anybody else? There's been more going on than that. How many of you know God's done something this morning? Is it any of that healing stuff, or you just know whatever it is happening, okay? Right, so you've got to go to London to the hospital, but the anxiety's gone. Great. Brilliant. All right, great. Okay. Great. Brilliant. Okay, anything else? Come on, let's stand together, shall we? Let's just thank God for what he's doing. And but let's resolve in our lives that we just will not settle for anything less than God's best, right? And what God wants. So let's just thank him, shall we, this morning for what he's been doing. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you, we exalt you. Father, we thank you that we can take your life and power out into our everyday lives. That in our homes, we don't have to settle for anything less than your best. In our workplaces, as we go on holiday, whatever we're doing, Father, wherever we go, we don't have to settle for anything less than your best. Anybody believe that? Amen. So, Father, we thank you for who you are, that everywhere we go, you are with us. And we can see you work in and through our lives. We praise your awesome name. Come on, let's thank the Lord, shall we, this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.